It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, one of our favorite friends, Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., DVP, Inc., is in here with us this morning. How you doing, Trinity?
Hey, hey, it's Friday.
Yes, ma'am, you got that right. Now, you are in here. You always have a specific purpose
right.
when you come in. February is a month that, is very important, trying to cut down on something that's probably a lot more frequent out there than we realize, and it is a big problem. What is it?
It is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. So, Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. Teen dating violence, that can cover a wide range of problems, right?
Yes. We talk as adults, like, oh, emotional, physical, mental abuse. Well, children experience the same things. It's not just physical abuse. It's the emotional and psychological and can be financial. And a really big thing is digital. We don't think about that.
Yeah.
Because we're with our phones 24/7.
So. And especially the teens and the younger adults are really, we think we are, they're really about their phone.
Yes.
And the social
media. It's their life. Yeah.
Everything's on all those different TikTok, Instagram, whatever the
list.
Snapchat.
Where it goes away in 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever the latest thing is. But, I mean, it's all out there.
Yeah.
And so I guess that is that's a bigger problem. We didn't have to deal with that when we were younger.
We had party lines where the phone was too busy. You had to go inside.
But now they have to deal with all that stuff on social media.
Yeah, they leave school if they're getting abused at school, and then they come home, and they're still getting abused because they have their phone. They have the social media. It just continues, and it's never ending.
No.
Yeah, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All the and I guess there are different kinds of abuse. Now, you got your dating abuse, which is one thing, and then you got the bullying, which can be you don't even have to be dating somebody for them to bully you,
right?
So there's more than just one,
right?
Yeah,
it's just all around unhealthy relationships,
right?
And how you're handling disagreements,
right? So let's go with the parents and friends first. Friends or parents or significant people in their lives,
right?
They're concerned about their teen.
Right.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that other than the physical thing, where sometimes you can have bruises or something like that for somebody being mean to you, but you can cover them up where it's not seen. But what are some of the signs or maybe the symptoms that people look for that they something may be wrong?
Right. So is your teen becoming more isolated? Are they not doing things that they used to like to do before, like basketball, band, or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Are they not hanging out with their friends like they used to? Maybe they had a best friend they always hung out with, and now they're not hanging out with that person. Are they getting really close with someone on social media that they don't know in person?
Yeah,
that's a big thing.
Scary.
Are they not sleeping correctly? Are they not eating enough? I mean, those are all some things to be looking for teens experience dating violence or abuse.
Yeah.
So
sad.
So how do you, you think you see some signs.
As a parent or an adult.
Yeah, as an adult. Yeah. Like I said on Facebook, it's hard sometimes to get into the teen's mind and get them talking about anything because that's just the way teens are. They kind of, to the parents or whatever. How do you get that subject started if you think something's wrong without being so direct?
Yeah, so you can say, hey, do you think it's okay for another person to make another person stop going to basketball practice or hanging out with their friends? What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
That can be a question. So it's not directing towards them, but it's like making them think, oh, is this okay?
Right.
Can a person take away their consent? Like, is that okay? Not directing, it's just an open general question, an open-ended question, and just keep at it. They might not open up to you today, but it could be tomorrow that's the last straw for them. And just keep talking about it.
Don't give up on the
first. Don't give up.
On the first no strike,
or
the first.
The third. That's not three strikes, you're out. You keep going and going. It's an endurance race. It's not three strikes, you're out.
Like we said on the Facebook Live, the teens see social media and all these things that are giving them negative ideas about relationships. So we need to talk to them about what is a healthy relationship. And they need to hear it from your mouth, not just the social media and all those things.
Because that's not real life.
No.
What they're seeing on those videos, the
TikToks,
and the music videos where they're saying abusive things about people, and things like that, and it looks glorified, and that's the way it is, and that's
it's
normal.
No, it's not.
It's not. That's kind of the make-believe world.
Right. Yeah. A lot of, you know, jealousy is the number one sign for teen dating violence, or just domestic violence in general. Teens think that's love. I have quotation marks if you didn't see. You can't see that, but...
We've got a lot of quotation marks going on today.
That's not love, but that's not love.
And that's the other person's insecurities, which you as a dating partner can't solve. That's something they solve. Would that be true?
You got to work on yourself before you can work on each other.
Right.
We call it the best and most country for a reason at 1039mypigradio.com. This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor... Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest, Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention Inc., DVP Inc., here in Texarkana. She's specifically in here talking about teen dating violence and teen bullying and things like that are associated with it.
Unhealthy behaviors.
Yeah. Yes. We talked about how people can lock. Their like parents or friends can watch for the signs and things like that, and we need to remind young ladies out there, girls or whatever, that you are in control of you.
Yes, you are.
And some other guy or something like that is not in control of you. Your mind, your body is yours, and it's not a possession. It's not to be taken advantage of.
It's sacred.
And don't feel like, because of maybe some status of somebody, that you have to give in to something that you know is hurting you and is wrong.
Yeah. Teens, I tell them all the time, I'm like, you have enough baggage from home, homework, school, sports, whatever. You don't need to be carrying that emotional baggage of a boyfriend or a girlfriend that's treating you like crap, or even a friend that's treating you like crap. You don't deserve it, because you deserve, like you said, to be respected. You have a valuable opinion, and you have the right to express that opinion and not just go with the flow.
Right. And it's just like, just because, you know, social media, like we were saying, social media says you have to do this, or you need to do this, or this is the thing to do to be able to keep dating this person or whatever. No.
Right.
No, you don't have to do that. You are important.
Yes.
You know, just as important as whoever that is that you may think is so important.
Right.
You're important.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is what goes for boys and girls.
Well, sure.
Because I've seen it happen on the other way, and it was like, it was just this feisty little girl, and it's like, oh, you're feisty, you're driven. It's like, that's abusive. You can't keep texting him. You can't keep surrounding him and telling him he's not allowed to go do things. Just because you're at tennis, he doesn't have to sit at the house waiting on the phone. So, parents, I think sometimes we miss that our sons aren't being treated with respect and how they should get it.
And I like how you pointed out, you know, boys, they do get physically abused by girls.
Right.
But emotional abuse and humiliation and teasing and stuff like that, that can wear a person down. That's not just teenagers. That's adults and stuff, too. That emotional abuse is sometimes almost more severe and devastating than physical abuse.
It's a long, long... It takes them a while to dig out of that.
Yes.
And they may not.
Yeah, when we talked about it on the Facebook, was the fact that, you know, when you're doing something like that to somebody else, you may not think you're...
Oh, I love him, so I need him by. Yeah, He's my favorite.
You may not think that you're really causing them harm, but sometimes when people are bullied or controlled so much and then something goes wrong... They take their own lives. We see it on the news all the time.
So, let's stop it.
This girl, this boy took their own lives because they were bullied in school, or they broke up with their girlfriend or boyfriend, or they felt like nothing was there for them, and they take their lives.
Suicide is the second leading cause of teenage deaths. And, you know, there's mental health and family issues and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the other ones is dating violence, physical violence, sexual violence, and then not being able to talk about the abuse with anyone. They feel isolated, like they can't express their feelings.
So it's hard to get through to somebody and say, you're not alone. There is, talk to somebody.
Right.
There's somebody out there that you can talk to.
Right.
Don't take it all on yourself and try to fix it by yourself. Sometimes you can't do it.
Yeah, because it's a process. It's not just ending the relationship and then everything's going to be good. You're at school with this person. You're at work with this person. And it's a constant battle, and it's many steps. It's not just let's end the abuse and then everything's going to be grand.
It'd be great if everything was fixed that quick.
Yes.
But it doesn't work that way.
No.
You got a website that you were talking about on the Facebook that they should check out?
Yes, it's called loveisrespect.org. I get information from there all the time and post it on our Facebook page, but there's also a guide on there that helps parents talk to their teens about dating violence. That's
really
on our Facebook page.
Yep.
There's a quiz on there that people can take to see if their dating relationship is healthy or not. So, you know, mom says, hey, your relationship's violent, and then she's like, no, it's not, mom, and then they go take this quiz, they can get from a different unbiased source.
Well,
you know, yeah. You know, and it's something they can do on their own.
Right, privately.
Privately.
Or, would that be a good tool? So if you're with a friend and it's like, I think this isn't good or healthy for you.
Let's, yeah.
Like, I was looking at the site. If we go through the questions and you answer them honestly, how do we think that this will work out?
Yeah.
Could that be a tool that might help illustrate the point?
Yes. It's always good because I can hound on you and tell you all day long, but when you get from an unbiased source a quiz from this website that's done all this research, it might just resonate a little bit
right.
more.
So just one more pebble in that pond to help us get down the road of healthy.
And the Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Milwaukee Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Three convenient locations to serve you. Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard. In Texarkana, Arkansas, we got Trinity from DVP Inc., Domestic Violence Prevention Inc. in here with us. And her and Anna and you people out there are going to play a game. And the game today is called Spy the Lie. I'm going to give you a statement, and then we'll give you some multiple choice. Most of them, or all of them, are correct except for one.
Okay.
You spy the lie. Here we go. All of the following are movies opening up in theaters across the country this weekend, except for one, You Spy the Lie.
I knew I should have checked this out.
Here we go. The movies.
Okay.
Dog.
Oh, I want to go with that one.
You've heard of it, obviously. The Cursed. After Magellan. Too Cool to Kill. And A Fairy Tale After All. Which one of those is not a real movie at all? The rest of them are.
I hope you know.
Well, like, I feel like all of them rhyme except for the Magellan one.
Yeah.
Very,
you gotta make titles catchy.
Very good deduction there,
been
Trinity.
Chilling like Magellan.
Yeah. Well, chilling like Magellan. After Magellan is not right, so you
okay,
got that
yay,
right.
Trinity.
Yay,
you
me.
Got us one.
I gotta learn more about this dog movie. All of the following are the names of actual plumbing companies except for one, You Spy the Lie.
Okay.
Let's see here. Stern Lecture Plumbing.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Yapoo Plumbing.
That was funny.
Flush Gordon. Ben Dover Plumbing.
Oh, gosh.
And Clear the CRAP Plumbing. Which one of those is not real?
I really hope the Ben Dover Plumbing is not real because that's horrible.
I bet you it is. I'd have to say the one that might have what people might consider a cuss word.
Oh, you mean Clear the CRAP Plumbing?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you're right, Annis. That's the one.
Ben Dover
Plumbing.
Can you imagine that website having to say that?
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for calling Ben Dover Plumbing.
I want to go work for them.
And finally,
uh-huh.
All of the following facts about our American presidents are all true except for one, You Spy the Lie.
Okay,
here we go. This is history.
All right.
George Washington's teeth were actually made of hippopotamus, ivory, bone, animal, and human teeth, lead, brass screws, and gold wire. My goodness.
Some binder twine.
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson invented the swivel chair.
Hmm.
Abraham Lincoln, who liked to do a lot of things, liked to knit.
Oh.
When James Monroe ran for re-election, he actually was unopposed.
Oh.
And Andrew Jackson took part in over 100 duels.
I believe Jackson. I believe Monroe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Which one's the lie?
I feel like George Washington's teeth were made out of wood.
No.
That's what we told in school.
No,
they did teach
you
know,
or are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah,
so I think that one's right.
Yeah, they did teach
so
you
let's,
that.
Let's go about the knitting one.
You think
one?
Abraham Lincoln liked to knit?
The other way.
He liked to do so many things.
I know, but he didn't.
You think Thomas Jefferson invented the swivel chair?
Yeah, dude.
He was smart, dude.
He was really smart.
I tried to talk out of it, but yeah, you're right. Abraham Lincoln liked to knit is not true. All the rest of it. Is true, including Thomas Jefferson invented the swivel chair. Wow, y'all did quite well.
See how smart she is. We love it when she visits. She makes us look good.
Well, it's because I have you as backup, Anna.
y'all did well. But however you did it, y'all did well. All right. Once again, it is Teen Dating Violence Awareness. Is that I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Month. Watch out for signs that your teen, or maybe your friend, who is a teen. Is being abused in some way, whether it be mental or physical, try to get them to talk to you. But once again, there is a website that they can go to.
Yes, that's loveisrespect.org.
Okay. And they can always, whether it's teen dating violence, bullying, any kind of domestic abuse, there's always a 1-800, or not a 1-800, but a number that they can call that's open 24 hours a day?
Yes. Our 24-hour crisis hotline is 903-793-4357.
All right. Say that one more time.
903-793-4357.
And say that website one more time.
Loveisrespect.com. I can't even talk. Loveisrespect.org.
Okay. So you got places you can go to if you feel like you're alone or you're in charge of somebody, they're your daughter or son, and you just can't get through to them and you're concerned, you're really worried that something is going on. There's people there to listen. And that's what they're there for, just to listen and to give help when they can, right?
Yes. And just know that teen dating violence is happening and you have to talk to your teens about it. Mm. And most teens, they say they wish someone would have talked to them about it. So take the time today. Take the time today just to have that conversation.
And remember, if you're the one that's being bullied or teen violence, you're important. Your mind, your body, it's yours. It's yours. Important. You're just as important as anybody else out there. Take care of yourself and reach out to people who love you to get the help you need.
And you're not alone.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Trinity, for coming in. As always, we hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.